100.9 WIFM, 8 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And, yes, we didn't forget about you folks. We've got your Elk and Valley Trails Association report, and it's coming up right now. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Joel. How are you, brother?
Great.
I'll tell you, it's mighty windy out here. Don't let a tree fall on you, anybody. So I've got a lot of activity going on. We are hard at work at getting activity going with Carter Falls. Just wanted to big thanks out to Eddie Settle, who's been essential in making all this. Herb McDonald, Joe Mickey, Bob Hillier, Derek Goddard. Oh, all the people on the board, Elk and Valley Trails. They met with the state this week, and they are roughing in a trail. It's still not open to the public. We've got to get signs up. There'll be some guided tours of the weekend, 23rd, 24th, and 5th of March, if you are registered for the Mountain to Sea Trail meeting in Elkin, and that's coming. That's their annual meeting in Elkin. There'll be about 250 folks here. So if you see a lot of strangers around town, welcome. Ask them to come back, and they love trails, hiking, biking, horseback riding. So talk to the strangers when you see them this week, this 23rd, 24th, 25th. So we're working towards putting trails in and working on some grants for some bridging the creek. It's going to be a big adventure and a lot of fun. And big shout-out to Wilkes County Commissioners for everything they're doing to make this possible, their attorney and county manager. Also, we've got another project working in town at the end of our current trail out beyond the second bridge. If you haven't walked the trails, you're really missing something. It's waterfalls and lots of fast-flowing, pretty water. The dams, the bridges, got one bridge, you know, it's 178 feet long. And at the end of that current trail, what's called the Rustic Trail, we're building one big bridge, tall bridge, 35 feet high and 75 feet across. That'll be starting around October the 1st, and we're working on that with in conjunction with the town and Adam McComb and the trails, and got a lot of working towards getting that done. That'll open up another 650 feet of granite dust, compact trail, handicap accessible that Will Gwynn is going to be doing for us. Then that'll open up the trail to another 3/4 of a mile going upstream right up Elkin Creek. It's really beautiful. So that's the Crooked Creek Bridge coming this fall. Big shout out to Kelvin Settle for allowing us to build a trail on about 3/4 of a mile of his property on 268 East. Greg Perdue and Jason Taylor are leading the charge. And big thanks to Joe Walker for helping us with equipment too. This is an area that needs some mini excavator kind of stuff, and we'll be putting a bridge out there as well. We're still working with Freddie Davis and his property. The town is working to get an access over to his property where he's putting in a campground, an RV park on 268 East, and young fella is putting Eagle Scout Project is going to put a bridge out there, Caleb Vaughn. Also have a senior high project with Riley Lyles, and he is working with a team of people to put a bridge across Crooked Creek, a small, 35 feet long bridge. It's long but narrow, passenger walk and bicycle ride pass, so you can make a loop out there. Thanks to BV&T for supporting that effort. Really appreciate that. Crystal Morphus for getting us lined up with Travis Wilmoth, and he's helping us with that. Lots of other smaller activities are going on. We had this last weekend, we had 6 people working out at Crater Park and got started at the bridge. And then going towards the boat landing and then back up to Commerce Street. Got a lot of trash up. It looks real pretty if you want to walk down there. Got one area we're still working with George Crater, and he's going to help us get that cleaned up. Big thanks to Herb McDonald, Bob Hillier, and Joe Mickey for all the work they've doing on the Carter Falls Bridge. This weekend at the Visitor Center at Stone Mountain, there's going to be a work day if anybody wants to just go up Stone Mountain, and they're just going to clear some trails. It's not heavy-duty work. Mostly it's just pitching stuff off the trails where all that wind came through, blew some trees down. They've already cut the trees, so all we have to do is throw stuff off. So Stone Mountain at the Visitor Center at 8:30. And finally, at 5 p.m. today, if you want to listen to Channel 14, Spectrum News, Bob Hillier, and Bill Meyer, the the Stone Mountain superintendent will be on TV and learn all about what we're doing with them. Is that about the time we got?
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much, Dr. Bill Blackley, with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. Dr. B, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.